Well, while we've been here in Indianapolis, we've seen a lot of scooters, experienced beautiful Midwest fall weather, and here and as Alex Ashlock visited one of the city's landmarks.
The Soldiers and Sailors Monument rises 284 feet above Monument Circle. You can take an elevator to the top, or you can trudge up the 331 steps. Either way, the view is worth the trip. Down on the ground yesterday, there was a ceremony to honor the executive director of the Indiana War Memorials Commission, retired Brigadier General J. Stuart Goodwin.
So about, what, 5 years?
The sidewalk around this monument is marked by bricks with the names of veterans. Goodwin's was worn down. He got a new one. He says Indianapolis devotes more public space to honor veterans than any other city.
We understand that only 1 out of 10 people who live in our country today have served. So we call it the 90-10 rule. We think it's time for the 90% to learn about what the 10% did. And what we're going to tell you about are ordinary Hoosiers that have done extraordinary things.
The Soldiers and Sailors Monument was originally designed to honor the more than 24,000 Indiana soldiers who died during the Civil War. That includes Private John Williams of Portland, Indiana. He was the last Union soldier to perish in the conflict. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in Indianapolis.